Hello, and welcome to Paper to Podcast. In today's episode, we're diving headfirst into the brain-tickling world of artificial intelligence. And let me tell you, it's not all rosy forecasts and digital utopias. We're discussing a paper that's hotter off the presses than a CPU running crisis on ultra-high settings. It's titled AI and the Problem of Knowledge Collapse, and comes to us courtesy of Andrew J. Peterson and colleagues, whose brains are surely so big that they have their own gravitational pull. Published on the 5th of April, 2024, this paper takes us down the rabbit hole of knowledge collapse, a term that is not, believe it or not, describing what happens to me after trying to understand quantum physics. Knowledge collapse, as Peterson and their brainy band explain, is what happens when we humans get a bit too cozy with our AI helpers. It's like when you lean on a comfy chair, but the chair is made of ones and zeros, and before you know it, your brain's gone all mushy. The paper presents a vision where the range of knowledge we engage with shrinks like a wool sweater in a hot wash, because we've outsourced our thinking to AI that's cheaper than a garage sale toaster. Through a simulation model that has more layers than a lasagna, the researchers show us a community of learners choosing between good old-fashioned noggin use and the shiny allure of AI assistance. When AI-generated content is 20% cheaper, the public's beliefs drift 2.3 times further from the truth than if they were paying full price, proving that you get what you pay for, especially when it comes to AI wisdom. Now, imagine a game of telephone, but instead of whispering sweet nothings into each other's ears, it's AI systems building knowledge on top of one another. Generational turnover, they call it, and it's about as stable as a Jenga tower in an earthquake. To simulate this impending doom, the researchers had to get creative. They created a community of virtual guinea pigs with different levels of innovation smarts, represented by a log normal distribution, because who doesn't love a good log normal distribution on a Thursday afternoon? They modeled knowledge itself as a student's t-distribution, which is not a distribution of stressed-out students, but rather a statistical function that's more bell-curved than the Hunchback of Notre Dame. The individuals in this simulation receive a sample from either the true distribution of knowledge or a truncated version. Think of it like getting the abridged version of War and Peace, where it's just war and not much peace. The public's understanding is then a mishmash of these samples. The key question is, can our rational agents avoid the siren call of cheap AI content and seek the truth, even if it costs a pretty penny? The strengths of this research are as compelling as a mystery novel with a plot twist you never saw coming. It's a Sherlock Holmes-level investigation into how AI might make us dumber in the long run, despite how smart it seems right now. By treating knowledge as a statistical distribution, Peterson and colleagues have painted a vivid picture of our potential future. A monochrome tapestry of homogenized understanding, rather than the rich tapestry of diverse knowledge we hope for. However, every rose has its thorns, and this research has limitations that are pricklier than a cactus in a balloon factory. The model is a bit too neat, and as we all know, real life is about as neat as a teenager's bedroom. It assumes a clear-cut difference between AI content and human knowledge, something that's about as clear as mud in reality. The simulation also doesn't account for the ever-evolving nature of AI, which might just learn to fix itself and avoid these problems entirely. So what's the takeaway from this neural network of nightmares? The paper serves up a cautionary tale about putting all our intellectual eggs in the AI basket. It warns that if we're not careful, our collective brain power could become as diluted as cheap coffee. We need to ensure that our sources of knowledge are as diverse as a New York City subway car and not just rely on our AI overlords to spoon-feed us information. And with that thought-provoking nugget, it's time to wrap up today's episode. Remember, knowledge may be power, but too much AI might just lead to a blackout. You can find this paper and more on the paper2podcast.com website.